This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In every generation, there are people who have to make the ultimate sacrifice. We have hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters today in Gaza who are making that sacrifice, whose lives are being taken from them, who are being killed and murdered and massacred. But this is not a new tradition. This story is as old as the Ummah itself. And inshallah, in this series, we're going to be talking about the martyrs from the time and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a source of comfort and inspiration. I want you to imagine this scene. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting in Al-Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif, the Prophet's mosque in Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. And he's surrounded by many of his companions. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting there amongst his companions in the masjid, he looks up at someone walking by and he becomes extremely emotional. His eyes well up with tears. And he takes a deep breath. And then he says, "Unzuru ila hadha ar-rajul alladhi qad nawwara Allahu qalbahu." Look at that man. God has illuminated his heart. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells them that this man used to live a life of luxury, opulence, pure pleasure, and glamour and glitz. But then he says, "فَدَعَاهُ حُبُّ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى مَا تَرَوْنَ." But then the love of Allah and the love of the Messenger of Allah has brought him to what you see today. When the Sahaba, the companions sitting around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, turned around and looked, it was none other than Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu. And he was wearing this garment that was very thick and rough and had patches in it. Simple. Something that we wouldn't even like consider going outside in. And he was wearing that. And it was the only clothes he had in his possession. And literally, those were all the clothes that he owned. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "This man used to be like the one that everyone else used to look at. He used to set the fashion trends. He was the one that everyone would wait to see what he would be wearing today." That's who he was. You could smell the expensive fragrance that he would have on from a mile away. And today, he's in this condition. What changed? And the Prophet ﷺ said, he loved Allah and he loved the Messenger of Allah so much that he was willing to give all of it away to have Allah and to have the Messenger of Allah in his life. Mus'ab bin Umair, when he became Muslim, his family and his tribe became so furious with him that أَخَذُوهُ وَحَبَسُوهُ, they grabbed him, they tied him up, and they locked him up, and they deprived him of food and drink, and they tried to force him to leave Islam. But he would not. He made the hijrah to East Africa, Habasha. He made the hijrah to Madinah al-Munawwara. When the people in Medina first started becoming Muslim and the Prophet ﷺ needed to send a teacher and a preacher there, it was Mus'ab bin Umair that he trusted. And he went there and he converted hundreds and hundreds of people to Islam. He is considered by many to be single-handedly responsible for bringing so many people to Islam. And then he participated in the Battle of Badr, in the Battle of Uhud, until finally the Prophet ﷺ gave him the banner to carry in the battlefield of Uhud on behalf of the Muhajirun, the Meccan Muslims. And as he proudly carried this banner, the enemy attacked him fiercely. Some of the narrations mention that afterwards they counted more than 80 wounds in his body. But he fought valiantly for what he believed in until he fell in the battle. And when the Prophet ﷺ saw Mus'ab's body in the battlefield, in the aftermath, the Prophet ﷺ recited the verse of the Quran from Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 33, ayah number 23. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ. From the believers, there are these men, صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ, who fulfill the promise that they made to Allah. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ. Some of them have made the ultimate sacrifice. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. But some of them are continuing to put in the work. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبَدِيلًا. But none of them will ever break their promise to Allah. They are faithful, they are true. Faithful and true like our brothers and sisters who are being killed even today in Gaza and throughout the rest of the Ummah. They are faithful and they are true. And they are amongst the shuhada and the martyrs, just like Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate them, grant them Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la, and reunite them in the afterlife in paradise with their loved ones and with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.